All right, welcome back, No Problem Parents, to part three of my three-part series with Jim Poole, president of New Calm. Today, we're going to do a few things. Last week, we finished off episode 265, talking just a bit about cancer. So I'm going to have Jim jump right in and finish that little bit of information about people who are battling cancer. Then we're going to head into talking about trauma and our central nervous system and how New Calm is helping to calm our central nervous system. And then we're going to do a quick little bit on ADHD. Jim will also share a little bit about sports, but I've got another segment that I think we're going to do just on sports later. So I took a little bit of that out of this episode. He'll share just a little bit about how New Calm is benefiting athletes. And I think my favorite part of this episode is when he talks to you parents, especially parents who are raising children who have reactive attachment disorder or trauma. I'm just super grateful that Jim took the time to come on the show and share more than 3 hours worth of conversation about the benefits of New Calm. And then before we get into the episode today, I want to share that there is a brand new promotion going on through New Calm starting March 15th, 2024 and running through April 8th. You're going to get an extra 30% off. This is their March Madness special. The links and the information are in the show notes. So in addition to the 15% off that you get when you use the code NOPROBLEM, you're getting an additional 30% off their year-long packages. If you already have the app downloaded on your phone, that's okay. Go in and upgrade it. It will adjust it for you and you can put the code NOPROBLEM in there. Again, links in the show notes. For now, let's jump right in. Jim is gonna share a little bit more about why it is so incredibly important that you're taking care of your own stress response so that you can model emotional maturity with your kiddos. Welcome to the No Problem Parenting Podcast. From toddler tantrums to teenage eye rolls, this podcast is your go-to for updated and old-school tips and tools that are going to help you become the confident leader your kids crave you to be. Do you ever wish there was a specific manual that came with each one of your kids? I mean, what works for one often doesn't work for the other, right? And let's face it, we don't know what we don't know. And even if there was a manual, it probably wouldn't be able to keep up with all the changes in our world. Well, this podcast is the next best thing. I'm your host, Jackie Finneman, a 30-year counselor turned parenting coach, and I've got a lot to share, including hundreds of resources that you have access to right from your home and strategies that are going to boost your confidence and energize you. So whether you're knee-deep in diapers or navigating the tween years, or you're launching your child into adulthood, subscribe and share this podcast with your friends, teachers, and daycare providers. We're going to turn your parenting problems into no problem, one episode at a time.
Here's how cancer works. Since 2014 till today, we've helped thousands of people stay alive who've been given a death certificate from their medical oncologist. They've gone through the surgeries, they've gone through the radiation, they've gone through the chemo, and they're done. Well, they're not done. The human body has an amazing skills to heal itself. The challenge is mind. When you're diagnosed with cancer, you are consumed by stress, fear, anxiety, worry, anger. And then the medical system is confusing. And you're surrounded by people that are sick. It's constant reinforcement that you're now in this state. And many people lose sight of who they are and become the diagnosis of cancer. And they lose that hope. We are not curing cancer. Their body is curing cancer. We are giving them the gift of taking the stress response and putting it in the garbage and giving them restorative sleep. And it happens immediately. You felt what New Calm can do immediately. People are like, hey, how long does it take? It takes no time at all. Your first experience, you're going to experience something. And the more stress that we're releasing, the more profound the first experiences are. So with New Calm alone, rescue and deep sleep, we've helped thousands of people stay alive. In fact, just about 6 weeks ago, this doesn't happen often enough. I think people just get caught up in their life, and I know they're filled with gratitude, but we don't hear it a lot. We got a random email from somebody to Dr. Ranicki and myself, and it said, hey, I just wanted to reach out to you and just express my gratitude. I was in your program in January of 2015. I was told I had a month to live. I'm still alive. I've seen my three children grow up to be adults, and I have four grandchildren. And I just want to say thank you for helping me be here. That's incredible.
Wow.
So there's another quote that I'll never forget. This is a woman who's 42. She had three kids and she had brain cancer. And she said, when I use New Calm Rescue, it's the only 40 minutes of my day that I get to forget I have cancer. So we're not curing cancer. We're a facilitator to allow the body to do what the body knows how to do. And your body knows how to heal you. It's your monkey mind that says, no, we have to stay in this fear state. Don't you understand? This is cancer, Jim. We got to stay on alert. Wrong. When we need to sleep the most, we're getting sleep the least. The stress response is accelerating the disease and accelerating the end of life. And we just come to the rescue and say, hey, guess what we have? Put headphones on an eye mask. And voila, we stabilize all that chaos and we put the body back in control. It is a miracle and it is amazing. And we do this the first week of every month. I work with the Comprehensive Cancer Wellness Program. Dr. Janet Ranicki is one of the world's leading psychoneuroimmunologists. Yet again, another career choice I didn't know was available. She's been working in cancer healing and treatment for more than 40 years and studied under Carl Simonton. And we have helped thousands of people stay alive. She does this program out of the Hippocrates Health Institute in Palm Beach, Florida. And every month, the Comprehensive Cancer Wellness Program, people from all over the world descend on that program for a week. And it's comprehensive. New Calm is a core therapy, but there's also nutrition training and all these different elements to it. So yes, anybody who has cancer, I'm not fearful of cancer anymore because I've seen what cancer is, and we all have cancer in our body all the time. Every single human on earth has cancer cells in your body. I'm not fearful of it because I can see, hey, we can help that. We got this. So there's two aspects of the brain systems that we need to really pay attention to: the autonomic nervous system and the central nervous system. The autonomic nervous system is governed by the amygdala in the primordial midbrain. The amygdala has a tremendous amount of influence and power over us. It controls most human beings. And this reason for this is not that we're weak and we don't know how to, you know, manage ourselves. It's that we are weak and we don't know how to manage ourselves. Well, how'd that come to be? Well, the amygdala and the wiring of the primal reptile brain is 40 million years of evolution. 40 million years, the circuitry of that part of the human brain began to create. So think about how complex and how perfect a system would be if over time, 40 million years of circuitry to create the perfect fight or flight survival mechanism, it's really hard to override 40 million years of circuitry. And the amygdala, right? You can call it the primordial midbrain. You can call it the reptile brain. You can call it the lizard brain. It manages fight, flight, or freeze, which is our survival mechanism, and it manages stress, fear, anxiety, depression, and worry, and they're all related. Mm-hmm. Now, the central nervous system has one defined goal: self-preservation. It doesn't care about anything else if you're not alive, which makes good sense. Now, the central nervous system wants you to be a creature of habit, never wants you to make a mistake, and never wants you to take a risk. And the central nervous system has your five senses and your intuition at its defense. So anytime you go somewhere new, you'll notice you're more fatigued that night because your central nervous system is looking for anchors. I need familiarity and security. I need to anchor myself so that I can calm my nervous system down. And I'm using all my senses. So the first time you ever went to New York City, you'll find yourself, you're profoundly exhausted. Why? Because there's too much stimulation. Your central nervous system has just worked overtime, okay? Central nervous system thinks we're in danger, perceived or real, doesn't matter. It activates the almond, the amygdala. Mm-hmm. That's how this happens, okay? Now, unfortunately, the central nervous system in the brain doesn't have a filter. You can't really see, is this real? That's why we have phobias, which are irrational thought patterns that elicit a physiological change. Mm-hmm. So the battle every day when you walk into a home is the currency of the human brain is oxygen-rich red blood. The currency is not monetary. It's not time. It's not attention. The currency of the brain, how it operates, is oxygen-rich red blood. Okay. Well, there's two areas of your brain fighting for that. The other part of our brain we need to pay attention to is our forehead, our prefrontal and frontal cortex. Now, this part of our brain is our patience, our presence, our executive functioning, our logic, our character, our personality. This is what separates us from primates. This part, unfortunately, is 4 million years of evolution. So every minute of every hour of every day, we're battling a 36 million year head start that fear, stress, anxiety, depression, and worry have over us. And the first thing that wakes up in your brain in the morning when your eyes open is the amygdala. So we're in this constant state of trying to battle inside our own head. And we just don't know this. No one's taught this. We're not taught how our brain works. We don't know how it's wired. And not understanding it creates judgment, self-critique, critical thinking of others, shame, mm-hmm. because we don't know. Well, it would be nice if the human being knew how the human brain works because it's our operating system. And I don't know if it's a conspiracy. I don't know if people just don't. I don't know. I don't know how we're not taught any of this stuff. But this is what I do. I literally go around the world educating people on, let me share with you how your brain works. And let me share with you how we can help you manage your brain. So Jackie, I'd like to turn my attention to the audience at hand, which is parents.
I'd love for you to do that, Jim.
I have parents and I am a parent. I love parents. I love moms. Moms are the gift that literally have the connective tissue to keep our species alive. Without moms, we're not here. Period. I was raised by a strong, independent mom. I adore and have tremendous gratitude for the sacrifice and the love and commitment she provided to us so that we could have access to who we want to be. My wife has raised a 22, 19, and 17-year-old girl with me, and she's incredible. She was born to be a mama, and if it was like the 1800s, we lived in Ireland, we'd have like 17 kids. Parenting is incredibly challenging. It is thankless. It is filled with sacrifice, filled with silent sacrifice, filled with gratitude and unconditional love. You know, when you meet your spouse and you marry somebody, it's not unconditional. That love doesn't exist between two consenting adults. Why? Because we all have a matrix in our head. We all have expectation. We all have, you know, our own thoughts and schema of experiences. But when your child is born, you have an immediate visceral reaction of what the truth is when someone says unconditional love. You feel it. And there's a responsibility that comes as soon as they're born because you see a small child that cannot make it on their own. For all the complexity of humanity and all amazement thing about humans, we are weak when it comes to children. If you're a wildebeest, you have about 60 seconds to get to your feet and join the herd, or a lion eats you. In all of the animal kingdom, you will very rarely find a species that has 16 to 18 years with family. That's our life. That's our gift. So having a child is incredibly rewarding. I can't imagine not having a child, and so filled with love and joy and gratitude. But boy, is it stressful. And boy, does it come with times you're like, oh my God, give me the strength, please. Now, each section of child rearing is different. Infant, toddler, and all these different things. And it never gets easier. You don't have to crawl around. You don't have to put gates up and locks around the, you know, all that stuff. Great. But as they get older, they do something called puberty. And puberty creates this circadian rhythm dysregulation and dysfunction in their brain chemistry. Their brain chemistry changes. They become irrational, and they already were irrational. So it's a exponential irrational thinking, but they don't have the socialized matrix. They don't have the history that we have. They don't have the experience. They can't pull from experience to say, wow, my heart is breaking for the first time. I don't think I'm going to survive this. Well, we know as adults, of course you're going to survive it. It's part of humanity, but they don't have the well of experience to pull from. It is critical for us as parents to separate from the emotion of understanding they are not our friend. They're not our peer. They are our child. They're part of us. They're genetically 50% of each of us. They are our blood. They rely on us. They admire us, but they show a lot of times a lack of respect. They learn a lot from their peers. The key is understanding, please, as a parent, it is imperative for you to show the emotional maturity for you to take care of you. We know this. We hear this. I just flew, the other day. Hey, put on the oxygen mask before you help others. We know this concept, but there's a level of import to it, because if you don't take care of your stress response and your sleep, you don't have the resources to take care of your kids. What you have is agitation, impatience, yelling at them, whatever it is. The pattern of getting frustrated with them and then yelling at them and then feeling ashamed and guilty. And it's all built around the human stress response. That stress response is nefarious. It's persistent, and it's always part of our daily life. So if you can, in your heart, in your mind, make the connective tissue to say, you know what? This guy's right. I do need to take care of me. And I don't have a lot of time. I may be working. I may be a single parent. I may have to commute. I may have a million things to juggle. And I have to do dinner. And I have to make sure my kids are at this game or that game, this game. But if you find 20 or 30 minutes, you need to make that time. And this technology is the gift that keeps on giving with a predictable, safe outcome. It gives you the restoration. There's a lot of parents that we hear from that say, you know what? The best time of my day is at 2 o'clock. I dive in for a 20-minute power nap or a 30-minute rescue. And when my kids come home, they have a fresh, patient, present parent instead of agitated, yelling at them about the laundry or, having a Tupperware in their bag from 3 days ago that's spoiled. Whatever it is, we all have this same experience. Take care of yourselves, because if you do this, two things happen. You're a better parent. And they're a better child, because they feed off your energy, you feed off their energy. And in the house, which is a closed ecosystem, when someone comes in with bad energy, it's like osmosis. We all get it. So if everybody's patient, it's like osmosis. We all get it. So please, as a parent, understand a few concepts here. Parenting is amazing, and it is thankless. If you're looking for accolades and attaboys and a pat on the back, you have to change your thinking, because that's not happening. And it's not because your kids don't want to. They're not wired for it yet. It won't be till they're older and have self-awareness and maturity and they're past puberty that they can even have that opportunity to be like that. So in the meantime, nutrition, connectivity, patience, stress management, and sleep is the gift for you, because we all see that we don't grow. I'm 55 years old. If you said, hey, Jim, are you 55? If I don't look in the mirror, I still think I'm in my 30s. But I see an evolution and aging process through my kids. 22 years ago, my daughter was zero, right? She was 1 day old. Now she's not. Now she's an adult, right? Time happens too quickly. And the last thing you want to do is be a spectator in the evolution of your kids' life, and not a participant, because they feel it. Before Newcomb in my life, I was home a little bit more, not much more, but I wasn't present. I remember many times being on the floor with my three girls, and I remember hearing, daddy, 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 daddy. Take him 8 times for him to get my attention. I'm right in front of them, but my mind isn't there. Today, by using this technology and just allowing myself to restore and recover each day, I'm always present. The quantity of my contribution, my kids' daily life, is not like I'd like it to be. And that's the choices I've made and the challenges and sacrifice I'm willing to make. But when I am there, they hear me. I listen. At our house, not a single meal in 22 years has technology ever been allowed. I listen. I get to hear with great enthusiasm and humility. So it's been an amazing journey for us. And the key for my success as a human and the gratitude I have in my life is that I get to be present in my children's lives because I take care of my stress. So please, no problem parenting. There's always going to be problems. Take care of those problems with empathy, with love, with compassion, and with responsiveness, not reaction. Reactions.
Yeah, you just summarized the whole program. Just recently on the podcast, we're doing this series on parental fatigue, compassion fatigue, and secondary traumatic stress fatigue. And the reason that's so important, I think, to me, and the tips that we're giving in New Calm is helping parents to be able to regulate their central nervous system, to calm things down, to get some great restorative sleep. I work with a lot of parents who have kiddos with attachment disorders, breaks in separation, or have come from some sort of trauma in their past, whether those are birth children, children who were born with medical pain, or, you know, as premature infants, or kiddos who are adopted out of foster care or from orphanages, et cetera. And trauma is the key thing in there, right? These kiddos are rejecting oftentimes their parents' affection, traditional parenting, you know, all the things. Parents are feeling judged. They feel inadequate. They're having, you know, either guilt, shame, feeling unworthy, like they, you know, had no business becoming a parent, all the stinking thinking kind of stuff. And other people don't often see the behaviors that the parents are experiencing. So it can be, right, it can be really tough. So parents can then get secondary traumatic stress fatigue. And I know New Calm is helping law enforcement and EMTs and military and all these people who make sense when they have secondary traumatic stress fatigue, right? But we're not doing enough for parents who are living day in, day out sometimes with these kiddos that are having intense, extreme behaviors and rejecting the parents at the same time. And I am telling you, New Calm is going to be a game changer for those families.
Absolutely. My heart aches for any parent who is dealing with reactive attachment disorder. It's real and it's there. And their inability to attach simply is a manifestation of when they were a baby and they were completely vulnerable, they didn't have the attachment to a parent. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to overcome the brain wiring from birth. That first year or two is pivotal for that aspect. So we have to, first of all, educate ourselves on the complexity of attachment disorders and the complexity of trauma associated with the child itself. And we have to understand that our goal and our role may not be to be model parents and live, you know, in this amazing world that we believe to be normalcy, which doesn't exist, by the way. Jackie's an expert in this. She knows there is no such thing as normal. It's just safe and comfortable and compassionate. And you really, for those folks who are just amazing humans, to bring a child into the world that has these challenges is an amazing gift and so much sacrifice. You must take care of you, because you can't fix that issue. You can just provide love, no judgment, compassion, heart and soul, but you have to take care of you, or you're not even there for them. And if someone has reactive attachment disorder and they burn you out, where does that leave them? Mm-hmm. Complex trauma on top of complex trauma. Now, that's an incredibly difficult challenge for humans. And, you know, I just wish that we humans understood how our brain worked better, because then we relinquish judgment and critical thinking of others.
Yeah, and absolutely.
We're so concerned about what the world thinks or how we'll be judged. That doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. How you're judged is how you look at yourself in the mirror. And did you live to the integrity and honor of who you are, your character? And then did you give unconditional love to your children? You solve that problem, you never have to worry about anything. No one else's judgment has any impact on you if that's how you live your life. And you don't live your life that way if you're constantly in a state of stress and constantly in a state of agitation and impatience and anxiety and worry and expectation. It is unfair to you to live like that.
Yeah, and I love what New Calm is doing for the amygdala, because these kiddos often, that's their smoke detector, right? Warning, 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 incoming danger. And incoming danger meaning my parent, or I'm feeling connection, I'm feeling good about something, and I can't trust that because my early life brain couldn't trust that because parents or people weren't safe, right? I felt rejected, hurt, was inflicted with pain, abuse, neglect, whatever. And so, but they're automatically in that fight or flight, even when good things are happening, which is what is so bass-ackwards with parenting kids with, you know, attachment issues, because you're like, I'm giving them all this love. Well, love is not enough. Love is absolutely not enough until we can calm their brain down to not feel so reactionary and in that fight or flight.
We're going to give the gift of stress management in a safe, predictable environment. Every child can easily lay down in a bed, put an eye mask on and a headphone, listen to Rescue. The first experience will be dramatic, but the cumulative piece, you'll have a safer home. You'll have a more predictable home, less reactionary, less volatile for you as well. It's so easy. So you just find time in the day. Could be morning before school. Could be afternoon when they get home from school. Anytime within 3 hours of bedtime, safe, comfortable place, eye mask, headphone, the music's beautiful. We take care of you and you do deep sleep at night. This is a family affair and it's a technology that can help all of us, and we desperately need it. And you're right, this is a great addition to a family unit to take care of everybody involved. When the traumatized brain occurs, unfortunately in kids, they're not socialized enough. They don't really compartmentalize it, right? So if they're really young and they're traumatized, reactive attachment disorder, all these things plague them through their entire life. And it's shameful, it's awful, and it breaks your heart.
Yeah.
And it sucks. So the traumatized brain, whatever it is, repeated trauma, cumulative trauma, really complex, evil trauma, trauma from a mom and dad abusing the kid, it doesn't matter. What happens really existentially is really important. Your central nervous system loses faith in the universe and then loses trust in you to protect it from the universe it doesn't trust.
Yeah.
So the manifestation of that on a physical side is a constant touching of the amygdala. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. We can't
relax. Morning, smoke detector. Right. Yeah.
All the time. And in the sleep architecture as well. People think when we're sleeping, we're like unconscious. Mm-hmm. No, we're always conscious. If you were sleeping with music and the music turns off, you wake up because your central nervous system says, wait a second, there's a change to the environment. So that constant ping of the amygdala fatigues all systems. It's a constant flush of cortisol. They never activate their vagus nerve. They never rest and digest. They don't sleep. Their cells break down. Their toxins build up. They're on their way to death. They take their own life or they get disease or they drink themselves to death. They're on their way to death because the alternative doesn't exist. The path to mindfulness for a traumatized brain doesn't exist. I was speaking to the military. We work with the military and we have for 13 years. DOD, across all the branches, Navy SEALs, Special Forces, Border Patrol, Department of Justice, FBI. But we also work with the VA, Mission 22, National Foundation of Integrative Medicine. And one of them was building a meditation room for their operators. I said, you know nothing about how the human brain works. I said, there's not a single traumatized soldier that can sit and meditate. All you're going to do is create shame and confusion because it is a physiological impossibility that they can calm themselves down when their amygdala is so highly activated. They're like, what? I was like, yeah, this is grotesque. Whoever's giving you advice, it doesn't make any sense. So what we did was said, okay, we are not going to ask you to meditate. We're not going to give you a central nervous system suppressant narcotic to suppress your feelings. We're going to go right to the source of the midbrain, and we're going to put the amygdala at the kid's table where it belongs. We're going to go into the amygdala. We're going to downregulate the HPA axis. We're going to stop the secretion of adrenaline, stop cortisol, stop the catecholamines, and we're going to levitate your brainwave in the healing zone, and you're going to stay there for as long as you need to be there. And you're going to do this every single day. And every single day, there's a cumulative change because the body, the human body is so incredibly complex and beautiful and is built for balance. The body and the brain can heal itself if given the opportunity for balance of the autonomic nervous system. If we don't downregulate the stress response, we can't even entertain the thought of healing. Traumatized victim, trying to meditate, failure. Doing yoga, okay, there's more physical elements there. That can happen. Mm-hmm. Doing Tai Chi, yes, that could happen too. Doing Wim Hof breathing techniques, yes. But I don't know a lot of people that are traumatized that understand that and do that with any consistency and dedication and persistence. The rescue scenario is the deepest, most powerful meditation on Earth. We've been working with monks for 10 years. Monks use our product. They're the best meditators in the world, but they're human. Meditation has its flaws. Physics doesn't. So every time you do rescue, we simply say, hey, Jackie, you having a good day? Well, we don't care. Here we go. Boom. Jackie, you feeling great today? Good. Boom. Hey, Larry, you traumatized? You're drinking? You're drugging? Boom. Doesn't matter. Within 8 minutes, we're all in the same place, healing. Now, here's what's fascinating about the trauma brain. Their hippocampus has shrunken in blood flow. Their prefrontal cortex and frontal cortex has shrunken in blood flow. They're left to perseverate over the memory patterns and create this constant state of vigilance. In rescue, it opens up the door to subconscious. They're going to have memories come. But here's what's incredible. When your brain is in theta, you can think all you want. Your body cannot elicit any activity. We're now going to separate the memory from the physiological trauma. Every time they do rescue, we're making incremental improvements to changing the new neuronal pathways of how they structure the trauma.
People with ADHD, they're often already in theta.
Good one. It's okay. Very, very few humans understand the complexity of ADHD. Interestingly enough, ADHD is so overwhelmingly misdiagnosed. If you truly have ADHD and you are medicated, New Calm Rescue is fine. If you're ADHD and you're not medicated, New Calm will further impose its will on theta.
Okay.
You'll have a grogginess to it. That's kind of the guidance there. But on the other stuff, focus, ignite, and deep sleep, there's no issue whatsoever.
Gotcha.
But yes, the theta brainwave function, the reason that the person is moving all the time is their brain's trying to activate and increase the frequency of their brainwave. And if they come in and they do rescue, we're literally saying, no, we're going to keep you there.
Yeah.
Not what you want. But if you're doing your medication, you're fine. All of our research is done using QEEG, EEG, HRV, galvanic skin response, respiratory sinus arrhythmia. That's all the diagnostic. NuCalm is a one direction methodology to bring your brain somewhere. We're not seeking any feedback from anybody's brain. We don't need it. We're just saying here, when you press rescue, we take you here. When you press focus, we take you here. Because each day, your metabolic process and your adrenaline is different. If you do rescue and you do it for like a week, and each time you do it, you just feel mentally lethargic, like there's a cloud over you, then rescue is not for you. You can use focus, which is 15 to 20 hertz. You can use ignite, which is 40 hertz, which would be highly beneficial because it really will hone your ability to focus. And you can use deep sleep. We just did a whole interview series with the men's soccer team from Denver University, who's been using NuCalm for 4 years. And I was surprised at the outcome. I thought a lot of them would be using it, but they love focus because a lot of them have ADHD and they're like, listen, I can get my homework done in an hour as opposed to three or four, where my brain is just kind of all over the place. So that is the protocol for ADHD. Try rescue, because we all need that kind of restorative aspect. But in the event that each time you do rescue, you just don't feel like you're mentally there, then rescue's not for you. Don't use it. And the reason I say use it for a week is all of us humans today are sleep deprived. All of us humans are fatigued. So when you do rescue the first time, your body is like, oh my God, thank you so much. You finally listened to me. You're giving me help. And when you get out of it, if it was 30 or 40 minutes, it may not be enough time. So when you get out and I get out of New Calm Rescue and I don't feel restored, it's simply saying, hey, you didn't do it long enough. That's why with ADHD, I want you to try it for at least a week. Do it 7 times. So we know this isn't fatigue. This isn't resetting you. We're not doing you a favor, because the complexity of ADHD is that your brainwave is slow and we're just going to join the party and keep it slow. And that's not what we want to do. So there are 3 packages that we offer, and this is based on years of use. And we can, one of the cool things about data is we can see everyone's usage pattern. We can see, okay, this is really resonating, or this is how they're doing it. We can build protocols. We have protocols for the FBI and the military and professional athletes. So collectively taking all this wisdom and data, we have three packages. The first package is our most affordable. It's $14.99 US a day, 50 cents a day. It gets you Rescue. Rescue has the broadest, most therapeutic value of anything we've done, and it's been our core technology for 15 years. But nobody buys that because it's not enough. We have Sleep Suite, which gives you three of the products for the price of two. So $29.99 per month, a dollar a day, gives you Rescue, Power Nap, and Deep Sleep. That is the fundamental. That would be the lowest recommendation for everybody. Everybody on earth should have at least Sleep Suite, because we all need help with stress management, anxiety management, worry, and sleep. And there's no judgment. We're all just struggling. Then we have Edge. Edge gets you access to all of our products. More than 70 hours of the world's most powerful, patented, clinically proven neuroscience on one mobile app. Delta with Deep Sleep, Healing with Rescue, Power Nap, Creativity and Alpha Waves with Flow State, Focus and Mental Acuity with Focus, and High Energy Mistake-Free Performance with Ignite. Get you everything for $49.99 per month. That is $1.67 a day. We do have a Mastermind package, and the Mastermind is not inexpensive. It's $3,495. It gets you 5 years access to everything we offer. It also gets you 5 one-year licenses to Edge. There's a lot of value in the Mastermind, but it's an investment. We have thousands of people who have joined the Mastermind. We started this in 2020 when we moved to a mobile app and got away from a $6,000 medical device. It's $3,495 called the Mastermind. That would be kind of your friends and family master plan. And so this app, literally, if you didn't want to drink coffee, you just listen to Ignite in the morning. You don't want to have alcohol because you had a bad day. You listen to, you know, Rescue. You don't need sleeping pills. Sleeping pills don't help sleep architecture. They simply ensure that you're not awake. They suppress your central nervous system. They knock you out. You're not getting sleep. You're not going through the 100-minute sleep cycle, the 90-minute sleep cycle. It doesn't work that way. They are dangerous, they come with side effects, and they're not helping you. So you don't have to do NuCalm, but please stop taking sleep drugs. There's no evidence. In fact, the evidence is clear. It doesn't mimic sleep architecture.
There are a couple of other things that we can do. In addition to the app, which is really enough for most people, you also have some other accessories that kind of enhance the experience. Tell us about those.
Well, for NuCalm, it has six channels or six products on one mobile app. We didn't do this to complicate life. We made this simple for life. So there are five categories of brainwaves, which we've already established, and there's six products. These six products manage those. In the Rest, Recovery, Restore, there are three products: Rescue, Power Nap, and Flow State. These are immersive experiences. You can't do them while you're doing other things. You lay down, eye mask, headphone. Why the eye mask? Because we're visually stimulated by light. We can't get into a healing state if we're activated with our visual stimulation. So an eye mask, that's it. The disc. The disc is a biochemistry component to what was a $6,000 FDA Class 3 medical device. Our goal in a surgical environment is to rapidly take your stress response and bring you down to rest within a couple minutes. In addition, we want to keep you there for the duration of a surgery. The longest surgery we've done with NuCalm is 9.5 hours long. It's a long time. Then we want you to come back to full lucidity as soon as you take off the eye mask and the headphone. So the disc is delivering, through very complex neuroscience, the amino acid called GABA, gamma-aminobutyric acid. It is the body's primary, what's called an inhibitory neurotransmitter, simply putting the brakes on excitatory neurotransmitters like adrenaline. So the disc, it looks like a sticker. There is an adhesive element to it. It is not a sticker. It is a six-layer multi-wave oscillator with a software embedded inside a Tesla coil and imprinted onto this sticker. The sticker holds information in the form of frequency, like a tuning fork. You apply it to your inner left wrist, the left wrist, because your heart is on your left side. There's an acupressure point called the pericardium 6. So for those of you who've taken like Dramamine or you get seasickness, there's something you put on here. Well, that's the pericardium 6. You put the disc on your left wrist. What that does is it accelerates the recovery aspect of rescue, power nap, and flow state. If you don't use the disc, it just takes a little longer to balance your stress response because the disc is shutting down your body's ability to resist. We've all heard the stories of, hey, someone got in a car accident and their child was trapped under a car and you lifted up a car. That's the power of the adrenal cortex. We have tremendous power as a human with adrenaline. Well, in an environment where you want to relax, adrenaline is doing the opposite of what we want to do. So the disc is used in a clinical environment today. We're probably today is 10, 11, 12,000 surgical procedures around the world using NuCalm. In that environment, disc. Trauma, complex trauma, typically associated with self-soothing through drugs and alcohol, that's a type of profile you want to use the disc, at least for a month or two. Let's get you in a good state. Pilots, professional athletes, Department of Defense, and cancer patients. Those are the recommended populations for using the disc. The disc is $4 per disc. It used to be $24.75 per application of NuCalm. Used to be a lot more expensive and a lot more complicated. We've simplified the application, we've lowered the price as much as we can. You would buy the discs in packets of 20 or 100 right off the store. And when you do rescue, power nap, or flow state, you simply apply the disc to your inner left wrist. You have a deeper experience. And then when you're done, you can take the disc off. Or if you're having a bad day or you're expecting to have a bad afternoon, you can leave the disc on. So that's what the disc does. It is the clinical strength of the NuCalm experience. Please do yourselves a favor, moms and dads, take care of yourself. It is not being selfish. You're not being self-centered. In fact, we think often that our sacrifice is the right approach. And a lot of times it is, but not at the sacrifice of your own health, mental, emotional, physical. Just take care of yourselves. NuCalm may not be the be-all, end-all for you. That's fine. But something has to be. Meditation, yoga, tai chi, breathing. It doesn't matter what it is. Make something happen and create a healthy routine in your life so that you can be there for the ones who love you and need you the most.
Jim, I cannot thank you enough for your time and the willingness as the president of the company to talk to me and my audience and share so much valuable information.
Thank you very much, Jackie. This has been amazing. I love it.
Yep, I agree. It has been absolutely amazing. Hey, parents, head on over to the show notes. Click on the NuCalm link. You can download the app from that link, and then you can enter code NOPROBLEM for 15% off all products. Plus, there's that March Madness special running March 15th through April 8th, 2024. You can get an additional 30% off should you decide to subscribe to one of the yearly subscriptions, either the Edge or the Sleep Suite. Either way, there's a 7-day free trial. So you do have this promotion, March Madness promotion is just beginning. So you do have 7 days to try it out if you would like a little bit of time to do that before you purchase the yearly or the monthly subscriptions. All right, you guys, use coupon code NOPROBLEM. Thanks for tuning in. Send us your comments, your feedback, and let us know how the NuCalm app is working for you and your family. All right, parents, that's it for today. Make sure you head over to the website, noproblemparents.com. Sign up to get our emails. We're going to be giving away tips, tools, techniques, and resources, updates on podcast episodes, roundtable events, and more. Check out noproblemparents.com. For now, hugs and high fives. You got this.